Now we're going to take you into another of San Francisco's major construction projects, the Transbay Terminal. It's going up around First and Mission, south of Market Street. And if all goes according to plan, the Transbay Terminal will be a hub for 11 public transit systems, connecting people from all around the state. It's being touted as the future Grand Central Station of the West. But right now, it's a big hole in the ground, one that people have to travel around rather than through. KLW's Audrey Dilling headed inside. She brings us five surprising things she learned.
I start my quest for surprising facts 21 stories above the massive construction site. I'm in the headquarters of the Transbay Joint Powers Authority. They're the people managing this complex project. Next to me is Dennis Tershon.
I'm Dennis Tershon. I'm the senior construction manager with the Transbay Joint Power Authority.
He's also my tour guide. Below me, I can see people in hard hats, big stacks of steel beams, forklifts and cranes. And then there are the giant brown pipes crisscrossing this enormous hole in the ground.
What are those big pipes going across this hole here?
They are temporary that ultimately get removed, but as you excavate next to very tall buildings or any kind of excavation that you want to keep the sides up and, you know, and keep your integrity so you can build what you need to do in that particular excavation.
Translation, those big pipes are keeping the rest of San Francisco from falling into the construction site. So, surprising thing number one, how much you have to build just to build stuff. Tershon says he'll show me another example of this down at ground level. But first, I need to put on a bright orange safety vest and a regulation hard hat. We head down to a narrow alley off 2nd Street. Tershon unlocks a door in the fencing, and suddenly, I'm an insider.
So this gives you a little up close and personal.
It's pretty cool.
Looking to our right, you can see all the falsework that's coming in from the bus ramp.
Falsework. That's another thing you have to build in order to build something. In this case, it's an overpass made out of wood that will be filled with concrete.
That'll eventually come to our bus deck, which is the area right above us.
Above us, steel beams rise high into the air, part of the frame of what will be a five-level transit mecca with connections to 8 bus lines, BART, and 2 trains. The new Transbay Terminal will also have a park on top that's supposed to double the amount of green space south of Market. It will be the heart of what's being called the Transbay District, complete with the new tallest building in San Francisco, the 61-story high Salesforce Tower. Take that, Transamerica Pyramid! The San Francisco Chronicle once called the old Transbay Terminal a pit of despair. But the new one will be bathed in natural light, streaming in from a dramatic skylight. Right now, though, the future Grand Central of the West looks more like a big cluttered basement, with lots and lots of rebar sticking out of it, and bundles of pipes and 2x4s lying around.
All this equipment and material has to get here somehow. It's not like we're working out in the middle of nowhere.
Which leads me to surprising thing number two. If you think the Transbay Terminal construction is getting in your way, guess what? You're kind of in its way too. But the workers are trying to make it as painless as possible.
When it goes well, nobody knows about that planning. When something, you know, something goes wrong, then people know you're there. The goal is to just do this and be a very good neighbor through the whole process.
And then they've got to worry about keeping all that stuff in order on the actual site.
Housekeeping is a very important element to safety and just the logistics of the project.
Like that buzzing noise you can hear right now, it's coming from a big truck that's vacuuming up dust and water.
It's kind of like cleaning up as you go, as you cook, but with a lot more at stake.
It's like cleaning up as you cook, exactly. And I like to do that. And some people don't realize the benefit of that. But it's very important when you're on a very large construction project to clean up as you go.
Surprising thing number three, making a giant transit hub is kind of like making dinner. Kind of. It's also kind of like time travel.
You learn a lot about the history of the area when you do an excavation like this.
Surprising thing number four, the stuff they find while they're digging.
One of the first things was the mammoth tooth.
A 13,000-year-old mammoth tooth. You can see it now at the California Academy of Sciences. They've also dug up a bunch of old wooden beams from the 30s and tons of sand from when this part of town used to be the shoreline. And the digging's not over. Phase one of the project is the terminal building and the bus line connections. Then comes phase two, linking up with Caltrain and high-speed rail.
And that's all needs to be worked out in the future, because right now it's only about 35% designed.
He's talking about the rail connections, not the actual terminal. But still, surprising thing number five, you can start building a $4.5 billion transit hub without knowing exactly how the trains will arrive. But construction manager Dennis Tershon chooses to celebrate the small milestones. On our way out of the site, he points out one upright steel beam with a splash of color on it.
What you have in front of us right now, actually, that orange piece right there.
Tershon says there's a tradition in construction to paint the first piece to rise above street level.
When you're a hole in the ground for 3 years, you celebrate that first piece above ground. So on November 7th, 2014, we celebrated and installed that our first piece of steel above ground.
All of the pieces of the Transbay Terminal building are scheduled to be above ground and put together by 2017. That's when you'll be able to go inside without a hard hat. In San Francisco, I'm Audrey Dilling for CrossCurrents.